If you're looking to boost your communication skills, build better habits, and connect with people on a different level, then the podcast is for you. It's a place where connection and communication meet coaching. I'm your host, Podge, a seasoned expert in health, leadership, and psychology. Each week, we'll dive into topics related to health with a keen focus on the art of building meaningful relationships through insightful interviews and practical advice. I believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and by learning from each other, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also strengthen our communities and how we connect with others. So I invite you to join me on this journey of connection and growth. Let's get started. Hello there. Welcome to podcast episode 7 on vulnerability. Full transparency, I am suffering a little bit. In some ways, I'm in a bit of a vulnerable state. I have a terrible toothache, like awful. I've been having issues with it. For those of you who listened to my last talk, I was in Rome at a wedding recently. I think I might have had a bit too much fun. Came back with a excruciating toothache. Was at the dentist yesterday, began a root canal treatment, and I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning in absolute agony. So my body is feeling pretty vulnerable at the moment. Hopefully it's something that subsides soon, but it is quite difficult to talk, but I will do my best. We'll power on because this is really an important topic today. So I do want to talk about vulnerability. I do want to try and hear from you all as guests. If you have any thoughts, real life experiences, or if you've studied this area as well. So first, I do want to just begin by defining what we mean by vulnerability. And really what it involves is exposing ourselves to the risk of being hurt or seen in a light that isn't always flattering. So it's about, really is about emotional honesty and openness. Maybe for a lot of you, when you hear the word vulnerability, you might actually think of Brené Brown, who's obviously a renowned researcher on the subject. And she defines it as the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. So let me share a quote from her. Vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. I wonder, are there specific examples from your life coming to your mind there? Full transparency, I am getting a bit of the heebie-jeebies with some examples coming to my mind. But a few everyday examples that I can think of when it comes to vulnerability. The first one is just asking for help. Like admitting you don't know something, maybe at work or in a personal setting, and asking for help can really make people feel exposed or even incompetent. Yet it is so important and really crucial for growth and for learning. Definitely one I can attest to here, being Irish and expressing emotions. So stereotypically, like, I guess Irish fathers are tend to be known for like lack of emotion, can't be vulnerable, can't show any emotions really. But sharing your feelings with friends, family, or colleagues about something that upsets you, or even expressing joy or excitement can really make you feel vulnerable, because it does expose your personal values and your emotional triggers. Also, I think trying something new is leaning into vulnerability, like whether it's a new hobby, a fitness class, maybe you're learning a new cooking technique, maybe you're stepping into unfamiliar territory that just involves risk and a potential fear of failure. This will really make you feel vulnerable in front of others who might be more experienced in those areas. So yeah, a good example, I guess, is if you are taking up a new sport and you're going in and people are more tenured, like that could feel incredibly, incredibly daunting. Or if you're going into a new job and people in there have been in there for years and you're trying to learn the new skills of the job as well, that can trying something new pretty difficult. A few more real life examples that come to mind are giving a compliment or giving feedback, telling someone something positive about themselves, or offering even constructive criticism can feel risky because you're really not sure how the other person is going to receive it. You might be able to relate to this one, maybe saying I love you or expressing love, especially for the first time. Like, that puts your emotions out in the open with no guarantee of reciprocation either. A few more examples: admitting a mistake, like owning up to a mistake can be quite difficult, and maybe sometimes it's easier to not say you're sorry and just kind of hold it to yourself. It really can be tough sometimes to own up about a mistake, either in work or a personal relationship, as it exposes you to potential criticism. And then the other one would be standing up for your beliefs, speaking out about your beliefs, especially if they're maybe unpopular. That really does involve exposing yourself to disagreement from others. I think seeking forgiveness is another one. Apologizing and asking for forgiveness makes you vulnerable because it involves admitting wrongdoing and the uncertainty of whether forgiveness will be offered. I'd love to hear from you if you do have a personal story around vulnerability. I am going to give an example. I was trying to think about this earlier this morning and a few examples came to mind with me, but I decided to share this one. So for those of you unaware, I originally did a secondary school teaching degree so I can teach biology, physics and agricultural science to high school or secondary school students. But during my time in college, I hadn't previously studied physics. They taught us we did not need to have studied physics to engage in it in the course. I could argue with that because I found it incredibly difficult. But there was one moment, I think I was in second year of college, and we had a small lab workshop. So really kind of, I'm describing it through my experience. It probably wasn't that small, but it felt extremely claustrophobic at the time for me. And I believe that's because I felt incompetent when it came to physics as a subject in general. But we were in this claustrophobic room, and on the physics curriculum in Ireland, you have to do X amount of experiments. I can't remember, it was about 10 or 20 experiments. But for this kind of workshop, all the experiments were lined out and we had to go around and do each one. I think it was maybe like 3-hour workshop. But then at the end, we got given a specific one and we had to teach it to our peers. I was incredibly nervous about this, and there was maybe out of the, we'll say there was 10, maybe out of the 10, I knew how to do 3 of them. The other 7, I did not have a Scooby-Doo, and I was like, oh, if I get one of them now, I'm in trouble. Of course, I got one of the ones that I was unfamiliar with, and I thinking back, I think I had 5 minutes to learn it and then teach it. Impossible. But I always remember it. I'm kind of getting goosebumps now just thinking about it. But yeah, I had to teach that particular one. The 5 minutes passed. I was trying my best. I was scrambling to learn it and then have to teach it. But it came to the teaching part, and all my peers, so there was probably about 50 people around me, and I had to teach it, and I couldn't. And I just froze. And time stood still. My face blew up red. Oh, I can remember it now. Oh my God, I'm back in that moment. It was terrible. It was like, just swallow me up, and I just want to just don't want to be in that situation. But yeah, at the end, I had to just be vulnerable and be honest. And I just remember it saying, like, I just said to our lecturer, like, everyone was just stopped. There was a huge pause. I just said, like, I can't do this, like, in front of everyone. I just had to basically ask for help. I just said, I don't know how to do it. And I just remember that moment. Like, I remember seeing people's faces, and I could see they were feeling sorry for me. Do you know, they were supportive. Well, oh yeah, that feeling really sticks out in my mind when it comes to being vulnerable. But Yeah, it was a small bit, if embarrassing is the word I want to use. It wasn't nice at the time, but just me asking for help and doing it in front of all my peers, the lecturer was actually really receptive. You know, they weren't saying, why don't you know this? You should know this. Da, 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 da. They're really supportive, actually, and were able to help me then outside of that class to kind of brush up. And at the end, I was able to do it, you know, but just in that time, it just really did not feel good. But all that to say that it's really hard to be vulnerable. But then when you do, it is uncomfortable. And for those who had our talk 2 days ago, we spoke about discomfort, most definitely an uncomfortable situation. But then the support I received after it, both from my peers and from the lecturer, was really amazing. And it actually helped excel my learning in the end as well by opening up. Now, at the time I wasn't thinking, oh, I'll be vulnerable here, I'll open up. At the time I was literally in a corner and I had nowhere else to I couldn't make up anything because I didn't understand what we were talking about. So it's kind of more of a forced situation, but it's really one that I'm glad I was put in. And it's one that does stick with me, that what it's done with me is any other situation I face, if I don't know it, I'm not as afraid now to say, I don't know it, I need help. So there was a good learning from it. I see our chat, our audience has creeped up to around 72. Welcome, welcome. Just to get you back up to speed, I'm Coach Podge, and today we're talking about vulnerability. You might have joined in during that rant and were like, what is this man talking about? But it is based on vulnerability. If you do have anything that you'd like to share from your own personal experience or an observation, or you might have studied in this area, please feel free to be vulnerable yourself and jump on as a guest. We're always welcome and willing to hear from you all. So we just went through a few everyday examples of vulnerability. We've just defined it, but just to redefine it, it just involves exposing ourselves to risk of being hurt and are seen in a light that isn't always flattering. I'm going to go through a few benefits when it comes to vulnerability, and then a few weaknesses as well, before leaving you with three practical tips. Regarding the benefits of vulnerability, I think embracing vulnerability allows us to be our genuine selves, which is really liberating, and it does help build authentic connections with others. It also teaches us resilience. So if I use the example of what I went through, like it was really, really difficult that time, but I do feel like I have a resilience in terms of a growth mindset now. I feel like if I don't know a problem, I can seek help and tackle it and then learn and develop. So each time we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we build a little more strength. We learn that we can face fear, we can face uncertainty and emotional exposure, and we can come out stronger on the other side. So if I just expand a little bit on the benefits of vulnerability, I'm thinking about being authentic and having freedom. So when individuals choose to share their true thoughts and feelings, even though it might show a perceived weakness, they experience a profound sense of freedom. Again, I can attest, like, that is exactly what I felt in that scenario. But another example, maybe it's you or someone else admitting that they don't know the answer in a work meeting. Instead of maybe offering a hurried, unsure response, and trust me, I've been on the other end too, where I've almost tried to make up a response. I do have the kind of funnier one. It's more of a lesson than me being vulnerable, but I was a server at one point in time. Really enjoyed it actually, such a social job. But there was one point where I will admit it to you all that I lied as a server. I forgot to take down a group's order. So about half an hour after, they were saying, hey, any sign of our food? And I was like, oh, I'll check. And then I was like, oh, sugar pod, you never put in the order for them. So I put in the order half an hour late. And I don't know what came over me. I had the notion to go down and say, oh, the chef is after making a mistake there. The order has just gone through. Oh, they looked at me straight in the eye and they were like, you forgot the order, didn't you? I just had to be honest. Definitely vulnerable and just say, yes, I did. Turns out they asked for a new server. I learned a lesson not to lie. You shouldn't lie anyway, folks. Not good. But when I was thinking about like offering a hurried or unsure response at work, like that's what came to mind back in my server days. But yeah, just definitely don't lie. Tough, vulnerable moment for me. Another good benefit for vulnerabilities are on building connections. And I think this one is absolutely huge. Definitely in a time like we're in a world where social media often dictates that we present ourselves in the best version. Like it can feel fake to an extent, or maybe like you might have hundreds of friends on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. But do you have a connection with those people? And I think the people you feel, if you think about people you are close to right now, I think the reason you could be close to them is because you do build a deep, deep connection with them. So, but by showing vulnerability, you can really create strong, more meaningful relationships. So just consider a scenario, which I'm sure we've all been in, where a person shares a personal story of a struggle, like with you or with a small group of friends or community. Like this often prompts other people to open up and does pave the way for a supportive community environment where members feel understood and less isolated. Again, I think that's incredibly important and can be often overlooked in today's world where social media can, for some of us, like social media is where we have most of our relationships. It might be just due to location, but so it really is important to be conscious. Are we building connections with the people around us as well? Another benefit of vulnerability is it can enhance resilience. So each time we expose ourselves to the possibility of emotional pain, whether through initiating a difficult conversation about relationships, relationship needs, or asking for critical feedback on a work project, we build resilience. So overcoming the initial discomfort teaches us that we can handle adversity and really does makes us stronger for future challenges. Again, I can see that our audience has crept up a little bit. If you do have any stories or anything you want to tell, whether it's yourself or someone you know around vulnerability, if you do have experience in this area, we'd love to hear from you. Don't be afraid to join on as a guest. So just to summarize the benefits when it comes to vulnerability, it just allows us to be our genuine selves so we can be authentic, we can act with freedom. It really helps us build connections and deep, meaningful relationships. It helps enhance our resilience. But what about some challenges and some misconceptions when it comes to vulnerability? So despite its benefits, like being vulnerable is often seen as a risk. Common fears probably include appearing weak. You open yourself up to judgment. You could possibly, unfortunately, be exploited, which is maybe an experience some of us have gone through in our lives. However, recognizing vulnerability as a strength requires understanding its role in personal growth and in healthy relationships as well. So I just want to expand a bit on the challenges and around vulnerability. There is the fear of weakness. Many people equate vulnerability to weakness. So worrying that showing any emotional softness, it could undermine maybe your reliability, maybe your authority. I can think about this. If you think about it in a work setting, and I was like this initially as a manager, you might hesitate to express uncertainty. That was me in as the server inside in the bar. Like I didn't want to come across as uncertain, so pass the blame on. Not a good not good. But in a work setting, a manager might be hesitant to express uncertainty, maybe about a corporate strategy, a direction the company's going in, fearing that it might lead to doubts about their competence in the position as well. I do feel that companies are doing a good job now, though, of being more acceptable to being vulnerable. I think there is a tactic to it. I think if you can do it in the right way, you know, you can express your vulnerability and your concerns in a constructive way. So yeah, when you do share such concerns, I think we know now that it can actually lead to open discussions that strengthens team cohesion and even problem solving. I mentioned earlier and just want to come back to the risk of exploitation. It might be really difficult opening up, especially about personal issues, personal limitations or mistakes. And this can sometimes lead to fears of being taken advantage of. I think we've all been there where there's a moment we want to open up. It could be anyone. It could be someone you trusted for a long time, but maybe you do have that internal narrative for a second going, should I do this? Is this the right thing to do? Will I be exploited? It's a really difficult situation to be in. I think if we look at it from a personal or a professional context, like someone might worry that admitting the lack of expertise at work could lead to increased scrutiny or undermine their position. Yet more often than not, I think such admissions can foster an environment of learning and mutual assistance, which again does enhance personal growth. And in the example of work, enhances team dynamics as well. I think there's a common misconception that professional demeanor excludes personal sharing, which can lead professionals to suppress their personality and or personal struggles at work. Again, I think there's a fine line. I personally myself, and again, if anyone has any thoughts on this, I'd love to hear from you. I do get personal at work, but I think there is a line in terms of like what you choose to share and how you share something as well. We do have Jessica. Jessica, thank you so much for joining. It's good to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for joining. What's on your mind when it comes to vulnerability or anything else?
I'm not sure at the moment.
No worries, Jessica. I appreciate you even being vulnerable coming on as a guest. As always, if you have anything to contribute when it comes to the topic, we'd love to hear it. Is there anything I can help you with?
No, not at the moment. I'm just listening in.
No worries. Well, thank you for coming on. We're up to about 89 people in the listening, which is absolutely fantastic. And Jessica, I'm just going to put you off here as a guest, but thank you so much. I appreciate you jumping on and always happy to have you come back if you want to chat anything in all things vulnerability.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Jessica. As always, it doesn't matter if you want to just come on, say hi, come on, talk about vulnerability, or if you've been listening to me a while, you might know I like my slight tangents and deviations. If you do want to do a spin-off of something related to vulnerability, I'm happy to hear that as well. I do want to speak about some practical takeaways, and this is definitely where I could use your help. If there's anything you feel has worked for you, or you have any practical takeaways for this group, I feel it always, we learn from each other most when we're all interacting together, but I'm going to give you my practical takeaways, and as always, yeah, would love to hear from you. I'm going to give four that I'm thinking of when it comes to vulnerability. One is start small. If you realize, okay, like I do want to try to be a bit more vulnerable in my life, not sure if it's the best tactic to go unload every single bit of personal information or everything to one particular person, or go into work and kind of unload all your vulnerable aspects of your life in one go. I think starting small is good. Share something personal with a close friend or a family member. something that you might usually keep to yourself. And when you do, just observe how you feel in the moment. It might be tough, but how do you feel after? Do you feel a bit better? Hopefully you do. Number two, engage in self-reflection, which ties into what I was speaking about. Spend time alone to understand your fears and your desires. I do find journaling can be a great tool for this. I think writing in general can be a great tool. I have tried, and I don't know if this is actually scientifically backed or if it's just me being weird, but I have tried keeping Google Docs or like keeping the phone. Notes is okay on the phone, but there's something about physically writing. I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm slower, so my mind is just thinking a bit harder about the situation. So when it comes to journaling, I would recommend actual pen to paper would be good. But I'd love to know if anyone else feels that way. It could be just, Pod, you're just being daft, like, stop that, it's all the same. But there's something about just writing, like, slows me down and allows me to kind of think through things more. Thirdly, accept your imperfections. I think it is really important, and that's what makes us unique, is everyone is a little bit different, and that's a good thing. We don't all want to be the same. That would be kind of boring. Just celebrate small failures as stepping stones to learning and growth. Over the last few talks here, we've spoken about growth mindset, the ability to be able to bounce back, dealing with setbacks, dealing with discomfort, which of course you can, you actually can go back and listen to those if you click, I think you can just like click on my name or drop me a follow and you can go into the live talks that I've done. There was some really wonderful discussion in those as well, but it is so important to accept your imperfections. Know that you are different, and that's a positive thing. You bring something unique and wonderful to the world as well. The fourth thing I would add is back to what we said around connections. And I think you have, I'm going to say like connections with nature, connections with the real world. So often we can be consumed by social media, which kind of ironic given that we are having this discussion on this platform, but I do feel that this platform is actually really good. Like, its aim is to build connection and community, which is really useful. But sometimes, I know for me, if I'm on Instagram or particularly like platforms like TikTok, I'm scrolling sometimes mindlessly, so, but I'm not really connecting or interacting to the same extent that I am here. And I just think sometimes it can give us a false impression of the world, a really intense impression of the world as well. And it can be difficult, like, how do you fit within that? So if I give an example, I play sport, and a lot of stuff on TikTok comes up about like really, really amazing athletes, like bouncing off one leg, jumping up onto boxes, or like sprinting incredibly fast, doing something amazing, either on a soccer pitch or an Irish football pitch. And I'm like, I can't do that, you know? I wish I could do that. But sometimes it's a little unrealistic to compare yourself to other people all the time. Whereas I think if you immerse yourself in the world you were in, like either via nature or just via the connections, like in person, I think it can offer you a more real perspective and less intense as well. I think you'll feel a bit more calm than if you're on social media and feeling like things need to be different. I think if you're just open to just being in the area you're in, is actually quite powerful and will help you in terms of not necessarily being vulnerable, but just getting a more realistic understanding of where you are in the world. And yeah, when I can go back to nature, I think the good thing about nature is it just is what it is. You go for a walk down a national park, trees just are, they're just there, they're just being, you know, there's nothing else going on. And it does allow you time to pause and kind of think internally and not leave internal narratives kind of spiral out of control. So just to reiterate, for those of you who joined in, I see we've a few more audience members talking about our practical takeaways when it comes to vulnerability. I just gave four from me, and again, I'd love to hear from you and if you have any practical takeaways for everyone in here. But I said, number one, start small. Share something personal with a close friend or family member. Number two, engage in some self-reflection, preferably through journaling, pen to paper. Number three, accept imperfections. We are all unique and wonderful, so celebrate the small failures and see them as stepping stones. Okay, we have a guest coming into the chat in 1 second. Jeanette, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for jumping on. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about recent times when I've been vulnerable. And I was thinking specifically of, I had to introduce myself to a group of people. And, you know, you have to consider whether or not you want to add those details that maybe not put you in such a favorable light. But then I think, you know, that might encourage someone else. So, you know, like if I introduce myself and I reveal that I'm divorced, then someone else who's divorced might come and talk to me, you know, about that. And we might be able to share, you know, about that struggle. Or especially when you're thinking about divulging something that's maybe stigmatized in society, like a mental health issue or something. And so you have to be careful, but you also, you know, for me, I want to be able to share those things so that someone else can benefit.
Jeanette, do you mind me asking, you can go into as much detail as you like, but in that example, what did you choose to do?
Well, I was in a I was introducing myself to a new church family, and I did share that I was divorced and disabled and unemployed. So those were all things that are difficult for me to talk about when I meet, you know, a new group of people. But I wanted to put those out there so that, you know, hopefully somebody would benefit from that in the future and they would come and talk to me about it.
I love what you're saying. Do you know when you were giving the example initially, it's so tough and there's so many situations. You use your example, joining a new church, and there's often work examples or even just trying to build relationships in general. What I was thinking about is through what you spoke about, like the vulnerability you shared actually changed the group dynamic, like the way the conversation went or the way the group engaged just by being vulnerable. I'm hopeful given the situation. I presume you received a lot of support.
Well, in this particular case, not yet. I mean, I think it was fine and I was accepted just
yeah
as I was, which was great. But it's still, you know, something that I'm hoping more will come of it.
I think it will. Like the alternative is if you said nothing, no one would know. So that's also right. Actually it's a very important point you make as well, that when we are vulnerable, if I go back to, I don't know if you joined in earlier or a bit late, but I gave an example where I totally messed up in college with a physics experiment. But I was vulnerable at the time, but actually it was like weeks and weeks later, some peers, which later became friends, actually approached me and said, hey, like, I know that was difficult for you. Just want to say I'm here or I can help you. So that's actually a very good point, that when we are vulnerable, it's probably unrealistic to expect everyone to come up to you all at once, but you have put it out there. But who knows what happens in the near future? Someone might approach you and say, hey, I'm suffering, or I'm experiencing the same thing, or like, let's connect.
Right. And it's also, you know, there may be things happening inside people you never get to know. And that's fine too. That's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're coming out with some brilliant nuggets. Like you could actually be affecting and supporting someone and not even know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wow, I appreciate you sharing that. That's actually really fascinating. The more I think about it, and fair play to you, that is not easy to do in front of people like you're less familiar with.
Yeah, definitely. It, and I mean, there is a risk, and I don't know if other people feel this way, but I feel like sometimes the more I put out myself in different situations, I start to feel more and more.
Jeanette, you literally, what an absolute cliffhanger you cut out at a crucial time. Please feel free to jump back in. I'd love to hear you finish out your thoughts regarding that. Thank you so much. Jeanette is just coming back in. I have extended my guest time from 3 minutes to 5 minutes. All right, welcome back.
Oh yeah, I was just saying, and so sometimes, you know, I might stop sharing for a little while just to sort of regain that feeling of security.
Yeah. So can I just ask on it? So you're saying that you tend to calibrate yourself, you feel if you are oversharing that you might kind of rein it back in.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And what did you say the reasoning? Like, what's your reasoning for that?
Well, that's kind of strange. It's just an internal feeling that I'm oversharing, that things are too risky. And I want to pull some of that energy back into myself for me. So I don't know if anybody ever feels that way, but that's sort of how I do it.
Yeah, no, I can relate to that. I guess I'm thinking through two settings. First is definitely a work setting. I think there's kind of like a competence, incompetence feeling. Do you know, if I overshare, I might be coming across as too incompetent. So it's more about choosing what to share. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that can tie into maybe like perceptions as well. I'm thinking through like a more emotional, if I'm trying to build relationships with people, and if I'm, I guess, constantly, not to say you're oversharing, but I'm trying to vision through me, if I'm oversharing about a particular aspect, like that might leave a perception on someone that I'm a certain like character, or I have certain traits that I might necessarily want to exude or leave off as well, you know. Or it might be like it doesn't mesh with my values, and by doing that, people are kind of misconstruing my values or thinking I value things that maybe I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such an interesting dynamic, and that in its sense is vulnerable, right? That you have to kind of think through how much you want to share and what you feel is the most appropriate to share, and with who, right? It probably varies by person too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have my brain spinning now just thinking about all the different dynamics. But I think it's important just to accept that there's a lot of stuff at play. Like, we're human beings, we're messy. We have so much going on.
Very true.
Yeah. Jeanette, thank you so much. I really appreciate you jumping on and sharing that story. And I wish you all the best as well in the
you
future.
Too.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, take care. Thank you so much. All right. Big thank you to Jeanette for jumping on. That was really wonderful. I appreciated that story a lot. If anyone else does want to come on and share, please do, as we are about to wrap up regarding this conversation around vulnerability. But if there is someone before we do jump out who wants to share some knowledge or experience, we would love to hear it. While I am waiting, I will just one more time just go over kind of a summary of what we discussed here today, because again, I can see the number count has increased. And welcome. It is great to have you all here. If you do want to let me know what kind of content you want, or if you do want more content like this, feel free to click on my name. I don't know if there's like a follow button underneath my name, but please feel free to follow. Feel free to drop me a DM. And I'm happy to engage in any like live conversations that you all want me to hear. But today we discussed around vulnerability. Again, just briefly defining it just involves when we expose ourselves to the risk of being hurt, or the risk of being seen in a light that isn't always flattering. And Brené Brown had a quote around vulnerability that it's not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. So if you think of Jeanette's story, they're standing up in front of a new church community. It took incredible courage. And again, it wasn't about winning and losing. We did not know what the outcome, or Jeanette did not know what the outcome of that would be, which can be quite daunting. We gave a few everyday examples of being vulnerable and asking for help, when you express emotions, when you try something new, giving or receiving feedback, maybe saying I love you or asking someone out for the first time can be quite daunting. A few of the benefits that we went over, embracing vulnerability just allows us to be our genuinely ourselves. And this is really liberating. So this allows us to be authentic. It allows us to be free. It can help us build connection. It can help us enhance our resilience. Unfortunately, some possible challenges are maybe a fear of weakness, possible risk of exploitation. And when, in terms of a work setting, there could be some misconceptions around professionalism. And once again, our key takeaways were start small, engage in self-reflection, accept your imperfections, and then immerse yourself in nature and real life connections. Thank you all so much. Again, my name is Coach Podge. If you did like what you heard, please feel free to leave me a follow. Feel free to DM. If you do follow, you do get notifications when I am going live. It was wonderful. Thank you so much for our fantastic guests for coming on. I wish you all a good rest of your day. If you're stateside in Europe, I wish you all a good night. If you are towards Asia or Australia, thank you so much for joining our talk about vulnerability, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks, folks. Take care.